Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled You Can Trust God, was written by Karen Huang. When my cat Mickey had an eye infection, I put eye drops in his eyes daily. As soon as I placed him on the bathroom counter, he'd sit, look at me with frightened eyes, and brace himself for this spurt of liquid. Good boy, I'd murmur. Even though he didn't understand what I was doing, he never jumped off, hissed, or scratched me. Instead, he would press himself closer against me, the person putting him through the ordeal. He knew he could trust me. When David wrote Psalm 9, he'd probably already experienced much of God's love and faithfulness. He turned to him for protection from his enemies, and God had acted on his behalf. During David's times of need, God hadn't failed him. As a result, David came to know what he was like. He was powerful and righteous, loving and faithful, and so David trusted him. He knew God was trustworthy. I've cared for Mickey through several illnesses since the night I found him as a tiny, starving kitten on the street. He knows he can trust me, even when I do things to him that he doesn't understand. In a similar way, remembering God's faithfulness to us and his character helps us trust him when we can't understand what he's doing. May we continue to trust God through the difficult times in life. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Psalm 9, verses 7 through 10. The Lord reigns forever. He has established his throne for judgment. He rules the world in righteousness and judges the peoples with equity. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Let's pray. Father, you're always so faithful. Help us to trust you. Let difficult times draw us closer to you. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Tony Collier, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.